USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting an event at the White House with law enforcement officials, President Trump says his administration is pro-safety, pro-police, and anti-crime. The president also talks about the painting of Black Lives Matter on a street outside Trump Tower in New York City.
They want to do Black Lives Matter signs outside of Trump Tower. They ought to spend their time doing something else.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday ordered every county in California to halt indoor dining and bars, as well as shut down churches, gyms, and hair salons for 80% of the population as the state struggles to control its coronavirus spread. The hardest hit counties in California seeing the toughest restraints, including most of Southern California, as well as the Central Valley and San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Federal and Navy crews are still fighting a fire on a Navy ship in San Diego.
Right now, the priority is to fight the fire, get it out, so then we can take a complete assessment of the status.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobeck says firefighters and over 400 sailors are contributing to the effort after the USS Bonhomme Richard began burning on Sunday. Sobeck saying the upper decks of the ship continue to burn and have sustained damage. The heat is on for much of the country with heat advisories and excessive heat warnings from the panhandle of Florida all the way to California. In Phoenix, Arizona, cooling stations are being set up by the Salvation Army across the city.
We recognize that we're in the middle of a pandemic as well, and so all of our volunteers and all of our workers who are here, we don't reach into our coolers without having gloves on so that we make sure that we're contactless when we provide water to people.
Major Tim Smith with the Salvation Army speaking there on CBS 5 in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in the United States is now just over 3.1 million, and 650 of those have been linked to nearly 40 churches and religious events across the United States. The New York Times recently published a story that said, with the headline, churches were eager to reopen. Now, in the reality of things, though, only 0.02% of COVID-19 cases have come from churches. And according to Pastor Robert Jeffress, he's a Fox News contributor, yes, the churches do want to open, but they want to open safely.
I'm not talking about opening churches irresponsibly. The president in May, late May, asked churches to be open, saying we needed more prayer, not less prayer in America. And immediately after he made that statement, he called me and asked what we were doing at First Dallas. And I told him of the very careful steps we were taking in reopening. He said, yeah, that's exactly what you ought to be doing. He's not calling for irresponsible opening, but we're doing it in a safe way, and I think other churches can be responsible and safe as well.
And finally, the Washington Redskins announced on Monday they will no longer be known as the Redskins. The team says they will be dropping the Redskins name and Indian head logo effective immediately. It's unclear when a new name will be picked as copyrights are pending. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.